Hi everyone, and welcome back to Buzzword Mix.
酒馆学院旗舰课程进阶口语直播小班课第27期超级早鸟价正式开放报名。春天播下学习的种子，一起努力期待秋天的收获吧。赶快联系小助手抢占超级早鸟价。微信号是 LULUXJG。我们在酒馆等你。
In today's Buzzword Mix, our buzzword is woke.W-O-K-E. Now, I have to confess, this word has been sitting in my script for some time, and I've been having the hardest time trying to decide whether I want to talk about this word or not.
其实这个词我一直都想讲，但一直都在犹豫，主要是因为这个词后面的争议太大，而且它的倾向性和内涵一直都在变迁。虽然它是美国乃至英语国家甚至整个西方都在谈的一个热词，但是你问十个人，十个人都可能给他下不同的定义，会告诉你不同的看法。
But anyhow, I'm going to take a stab at it. First of all, what does it mean, literally? Woke is not standard English.
首先它不是标准英语。
It is an adjective derived from AAVE, African American Vernacular English.
它是非裔美国人，也就是美国黑人，他们的口语表达里面的一个词。只要你学过小学英语，你都学过 wake, wake up, wake 这个词，醒过来。那这个词的过去式是 woke, 它的过去分词是 woken.
But in some varieties of African American English, woke is used in place of woken.
它最早的字面意思就是在 African American 的英语里面，他们会用 woke 来代替 woken 这个词。后来这个词就逐渐的从过去分词的一个变体变成了一个Adjective,
equivalent to awake.
像我们说 stay awake, 就是保持清醒的状态。那现在 woke, 它的字面意思你可以把它理解为清醒状态。但我们一般把它翻译成觉醒、警醒。
The phrase stay woke has been present in African American English since the 1930s. In some contexts, it referred to an awareness of social and political issues affecting African Americans.
这个词在逐渐的演化中，就从最早的这个简单的 awake 清醒的觉醒的这个词的本意，延伸到美国黑人文化里对系统性种族歧视
systemic racism
保持清醒和警惕。这也是为什么我们把它翻译成警醒或者觉醒文化。
But that's not all of it. During the 2014 Ferguson protests,The phrase was popularized by Black Lives Matter, BLM, activists seeking to raise awareness about police shootings of African Americans.
本来这个词呢，它是没有进入 mainstream 主流的英语语境，仅限于在黑人群体中的小范围使用。但到了2014年，这个 Ferguson protest 是因为有一位美国黑人被白人警察射杀这个事件，掀起了福格森地区的这个抗议浪潮。所以当时在社交媒体上Stay woke, 保持警醒这个 hashtag 话题标签就开始火了起来。当时主要是为了呼吁人们关注这样的一个系统性种族歧视的现象。
But over time, it gained so much popularity, it became increasingly connected to matters beyond race, such as gender and identities perceived as marginalized.
不过随后 woke 的这个含义从简单的黑人反抗种族压迫进一步扩大，它的政治和社会意义内涵开始从种族不平等延伸到性别、跨性别者、环保主义、堕胎、性骚扰等等等等社会话题，在美国逐渐就演变成了一场文化战争。这也是为什么英语里有 wokeism， 可以把它理解为觉醒主义或者觉醒运动。
Now the term became popular with millennials and members of Gen Z，
特别受千禧一代和 Z 世代的欢迎。这个相当于中国的85后、90后、95后、00后这么几代人。
As its use spread internationally, woke was added to the Oxford English Dictionary in 2017.
而这个 wokeism 也逐渐超越了美国的国境，蔓延到其他英语国家乃至世界上很多其他的国家。所以2017年它也被作为形容词收入了牛津字典。
So far, this is understandable.But this is when it gets tricky.
但是在 woke 这个词进入主流英语之后，它的感情色彩却发生了很微妙的变化。By 2020, many on the political right and some in the center in several Western countries began using the term sarcastically as pejorative for various leftist and progressive movements and ideologies. Wokeism 或者 woke 这个概念，它本来就是比较偏激进派、偏左的这样的一个思潮，所以到了2020年，很多偏右甚至偏中间的这些组织或者党派，他们开始用 woke 这个词来讽刺一些过于激进或者是这种过度追求政治正确的人。 Some argue that this is because the term has been co-opted by mainstream culture and stripped off its original meaning and power. 有的人就说这是因为 woke 的内涵它迅速的泛化进入主流社会，致使很多人虽然不清楚这个词本来表示什么，但是他们会把这个词泛泛的用在他们自己认为的各种歧视或者不公现象，这个时候他们就可以高举这个 wokeism 警醒的这面大旗，并且对于他们认为不够 woke 的人占据 moral high grounds 道德高地。正是因为这种概念的泛化和 woke 追随者的这种self-righteousness 自以为是道德高地的这种态度，反而令 woke 这个本来应该很有力量词引发了大量的反感。 People are starting to watch out for what they say so that they don't get blamed and attacked for not being woke enough. Especially in the United States, where this concept of woke originated, it has been used in political fights. 特别是在美国，这个词还被用来作为党争的工具。The Republican Party representatives, including Trump and some senators, they are actually calling people who embrace wokeism as the woke mob. 甚至共和党里的一些言论，他们会把 wokeism 觉醒主义的这些人称为 woke mob, 叫做所谓的觉醒暴民。所以可以说，短短几年间，曾经被众多的美国年轻人用作觉醒号角，在社交媒体上充当进步徽章的这个词 woke, 如今很多时候都会在贬损和戏谑的语境里才会被使用。 And this word is not just used in the political arena. Derivative terms such as woke washing and woke capitalism has been coined to describe the activities in the business world. 而由这个词也延伸出来一些非常有意思的概念，比如说 woke washing,大家都听过 whitewashing, 什么洗白。那这个 wokewashing, 你可以把它理解为觉醒洗白。This is basically companies, businesses, if they want to sell products to the general public, they feel like they have to appear more woke. 也就是说，他们通常会用一些广告或者用一些宣传来展现自己有多么的 woke, 有多么的左，多么的激进，多么的觉醒。但实际上它的最终目的也就是为了跟风讨好大众，这样能卖更多的东西。 This is why you also have the idea of woke capitalism. 这也是为什么后来甚至出现了 woke capitalism, 觉醒资本主义这个概念。不过呢，在这个问题上，企业也非常容易翻车，稍不注意就会引起强烈的 backlash, 抵制。所以当时还有一句话叫做 get woke, go broke. Now I'm not going to share my personal opinion on the matter,Let's just say that even till now, wokeism remains a highly divisive word in the United States as well as many other Western countries. Now let's move on to the sample sentence. The concept of being woke can be a double-edged sword. The concept of being woke can be a double-edged sword.你听懂了吗？关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆来获取更多拓展内容。 So have you ever heard of this concept of woke? What do you think of it? 期待你的分享，我们下期见。酒馆学院旗舰课程进阶口语直播小班课第27期超级早鸟价正式开放报名，春天播下学习的种子，一起努力期待秋天的收获吧。赶快联系小助手抢占超级早鸟价，微信号是 LULUXJG, 我们在酒馆等你。